You're very lucky to be here, Mr. Poe continued. I had to call more than 4 schools before I found one that could take all 3 of you at such short notice. Prufrock Prep, that's what they call it as sort of a nickname, is a very fine academy. The teachers all have advanced degrees. The dormitory rooms are all finely furnished. And most important of all, there is an advanced computer system which will keep Count Olaf away from you. Vice Principal Nero told me that Count Olaf's complete description, everything from his one long eyebrow to the tattoo of an eye on his left ankle, has been programmed into the computer. So you 3 should be safe here for the next several years.
But how can a computer keep Count Olaf away? Violet asked in a puzzled voice, still looking down at the ground.
It's an advanced computer, Mr. Poe said, as if the word advanced were a proper explanation instead of a word meaning having attained advancement. Don't worry your little heads about Count Olaf. Vice Principal Nero has promised me that he will keep a close eye on you. After all, a school as advanced as Prufrock Prep wouldn't allow people to simply run around loose.
Move, cake snippers!
The rude, violent, and filthy little girl said as she dashed by them again.
What does cake sniffers mean? Violet murmured to Klaus, who had an enormous vocabulary from all his reading. I don't know, Klaus admitted, but it doesn't sound very nice.
What a charming word that is, Mr. Poe said. Cake sniffers. I don't know what it means, but it reminds me of pastry. Oh well, here we are.
They had come to the end of the mossy brick sidewalk and stood in front of the school. The Baudelaires looked up at their new home and gasped in surprise. Had they not been staring at the sidewalk the whole way across the lawn, they would have seen what the academy looked like. Perhaps it was best to delay looking at it for as long as possible. A person who designs buildings is called an architect, but in the case of Prufrock Prep, a better term might be depressed architect. The school was made up of several buildings, all made of smooth gray stone, and the buildings were grouped together in a sort of sloppy line. To get to the buildings, the Baudelaires had to walk beneath an immense stone arch, casting a curved shadow on the lawn, like a rainbow in which all of the colors were gray or black. On the arch were the words, Prufrock Preparatory School, in enormous black letters, and then, in smaller letters, the motto of the school, Memento Mori. But it was not the buildings or the arch that made the children gasp. It was how the buildings were shaped, rectangular, but with a rounded top. A rectangle with a rounded top is a strange shape, and the orphans could only think of one thing with that shape. To the Baudelaires, each building looked exactly like a gravestone.
Rather odd architecture, Mr. Poe commented. Each building looks like a thumb. In any case, you are to report to Vice Principal Nero's office immediately. It's on the 9th floor of the main building.
Aren't you coming with us, Mr. Poe? Violet asked. Violet was 14, and she knew that 14 was old enough to go to somebody's office by herself. But she felt nervous about walking into such a sinister-looking building without an adult nearby. Mr. Poe coughed into his handkerchief and looked at his wristwatch at the same time.
I'm afraid not, he said when his coughing passed. The banking day has already begun, but I have talked over everything with Vice Principal Nero, and if there's any problem, remember you can always contact me or any of my associates at Mulctuary Money Management. Now, off you go. Have a wonderful time at Prufrock Prep.
I'm sure we will, said Violet, sounding much braver than she felt. Thank you for everything, Mr. Poe. Yes, thank you, Klaus said, shaking the banker's hand. Turfunt, Sunny said, which was her way of saying thank you.
You're welcome, all of you, Mr. Poe said. So long!
He nodded at all 3 Baudelaires, and Violet and Sunny watched him walk back down the mossy sidewalk, carefully avoiding the running children. But Klaus didn't watch him. Klaus was looking at the enormous arch over the academy. Maybe I don't know what cake sniffer means, Klaus said, but I think I can translate our new school's motto. It doesn't even look like it's in English, Violet said, peering up at it. Racho, Sunny agreed. It's not, Klaus said. It's in Latin. Many models are in Latin for some reason. I don't know very much Latin, but I do remember reading this phrase in a book about the Middle Ages. If it means what I think it means, it's certainly a strange motto. What do you think it means? Violet asked. If I'm not mistaken, said Klaus, who was rarely mistaken, Memento Mori means, remember you will die. Remember you will die, Violet repeated quietly, and the 3 siblings stepped closer to one another, as if they were very cold. Everybody will die, of course, sooner or later. circus performers will die, and clarinet experts will die, and you and I will die, and there might be a person who lives on your block right now who is not looking both ways before he crosses the street, and who will die in just a few seconds, all because of a bus. Everybody will die, but very few people want to be reminded of that fact. The children certainly did not want to remember that they would die, particularly as they walked beneath the arch over Prufrock Prep. The Baudelaire orphans did not need to be reminded of this as they began their first day in the giant graveyard that was now their home.